Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from the very busy, talented, and cool modern-day bassist Corker and Holt. That was the tune Another Groove off his latest 2018 CD, The Mecca, and this album's Another Groove for him. As the keeper of rhythm, he began his study of the upright bass at the age of 10 with the renowned DC Youth Orchestra. Soon he learned that his great-grandfather, who was also a bass player, grew up in High Point, North Carolina, and he lived next door to a very young John Coltrane. And legend has it that he gave Train music lessons. So he feels like he was called to the bass, and his work is about honoring his ancestors. As a kid, he attended the prestigious Duke Ellington School of the Arts out there in D.C. and went on to get a Bachelor of Arts in Jazz Studies from the Shenandoah Conservatory and a master's degree from Queens College in New York City. And over the years, he has played with so many legends and greats like Curtis Fuller, Jimmy Heath, Nicholas Payton, Roy Hargrove, Mulgrew Miller, Jimmy Cobb, and he's been all over the world. And during a recent interview with him while he was on the road with Kenny Garrett, he talked about presenting his music to audiences around the globe. Have a listen.
To me, that's what it's all about, man. You know, music is definitely a universal language, you know, and we realize that, you know, as a human race, there's so many times that we deal with all of these, we focus on these differences that we have, you know, culturally. You know, this person is of this religion, is of this descent, you know, this person likes this kind of food, you know, they were brought up this way, I'm brought up that way. But, you know, the beautiful thing about it is, man, with music, that kind of almost cancels all of that stuff out.
And with everything going on in his life, he is also a music therapist at the Greater Harlem Nursing and Rehab Center, where he plays for his elders. And anytime these cats branch out into medicine for the good of people through music, it's always good music. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the bass, with cats like Dominique Sanders and Bob Bowman giving it to the people, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you all the fruits of our jazz harvest. So as we mentioned, Corcoran on the road with Kenny Garrett these days, and as we go into the 2016 song Backyard Groove off Kenny's CD, Do Your Dance, let's have a listen to him talk about it.
So by the time I got to New York, I had some connections, and everything kind of just came together from there. My whole journey from my childhood all the way up to where I am now at 35, you know, I've been able to play with a lot of the musicians that I've always wanted to play with, that I've dreamed of playing with. As like I'm telling you right now, I'm on tour with Kenny Garrett. I've been wanting to play with him since I was a teenager, so I had that opportunity, man. And the Mecca, you know, my record is all about my whole journey.
Thank you.
this is bassist Corcoran Holt, and I'm live at Neon Jazz with my man Joe DeMino.
Again, out of Washington, D.C., we're kind of staying up there in that region. This is native piano and flute jazz cat Lenny Marcus, joined by his trio back in 2018 with Glorious Step. It's a new album, and it's a great one. So he's worked for many years in New Orleans, studying and performing with legends like Ray Bryan, Ellis Marsalis, Alvin Batiste. He recorded with David Fathead Newman, and his compositions are always refreshing and uplifting, and they have been compared to Vince Guaraldi and many others. In fact, I interviewed Lenny some years back, and he is the guy that plays the music on the Weather Channel.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. There's a distinction. That's on the resume, folks. And I also did the soundtrack for the Weather Channel.
I was the weather guy. There you go. From the crazy talented piano cat Aaron Deal, this is the song Stop and Go off the 2013 CD, The Bespoke Man's Narrative, as the show is and will go on here on Neon Jazz.
And we have bespoken.
We have bespoken. Thank you.
Hi, this is Aaron Deal, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeVino.
Emeralds in my bracelets, diamonds in my rings, a Riviera chateau and a lot of other things. And I'm blue, so blue am I. Lots of ready money in 7 different banks. I counted up this morning, it's about 1,000,000 francs. And I'm blue, so blue, and I know why. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down, and my parlez-vous will not ring true. Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but I'm headed for a showdown, and I can't go on from night till dawn with Harlem on my mind. I go to supper with a French marquis each evening after the show. My lips begin to whisper, mon chéri, and my heart starts singing, howdy ho. I've become so darn refined that at night I hate to go down to that highfalutin flat that Lady Mendel designed with Harlem on my mind.
That was New York native and jazz singer Catherine Russell with the 2016 song Harlem on My Mind, and it always is. So she was born into music royalty. Her father, the late Louis Russell, was born in Panama, emigrated to New Orleans, then to Chicago, then to New York City, becoming a legendary pianist, bandleader, arranger, and composer, and Louis Armstrong's longtime collaborator and director.
I was going to say, if you're going to make a route and be in jazz and learn the ropes, New Orleans at that time couldn't have been a better place to come up through.
And he cut his teeth. And her mother, Carlene Ray was a pioneering bassist, guitarist, and vocalist, and holder of advanced degrees from Juilliard and the Manhattan School of Music, and she performed with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, Mary Lou Williams, and Ruth Brown. So those two together had a profound influence on Catherine.
Oh, my goodness. Man alive. I can see that, yeah.
And she would go on to perform with the likes of David Bowie, Steely Dan, Jackson Brown, and so many others. And for good reason, she's been on over 200 albums. From jazz singer and bandleader Cab Calloway III, with his orchestra, this guy was infectious. This is the 1946 song, Hey Now, Hey Now. As yeah, hey now, we move on down this road of neon jazz.
Hey, 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 ho.
Hey, ho. Hey.
Walking up the street, acting big and bold, but deep down in my pockets, I had no gold. Was looking kind of sad when before my eyes was a $1 million bill that must have fell off the skies. I said, hey now, hey now. Took this $1 million and looked for more. Got halfway up the block and I took it real, real slow. And much to my surprise, I was knocked right out when I met a little chick who knew what life was all about. I said, hey now, hey now. Got the things I want, plus a great big car. And every day I'm getting more popular. So use these magic words that can see you through. When you ain't got no goal and you don't know what to do, say hey now, hey now.
Hey now.
Jonathan Finlayson, trumpeter and composer from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz, live with Joe DiNino.
That was veteran jazz cat Herbie Fields with the tune Mr. Jump off the 2010 CD Legendary Bop, Rhythm, and Blues Classics. So he began recording in 1944 with two sides for Bob Thiel's signature label. And over the next year and a half, he recorded for Savoy. And he replaced Earl Bostick as the alto saxophonist in Lionel Hampton's bands. Fields was fluent in a variety of reed instruments, from clarinet to baritone saxophone, and the bottom line is, he always came in with his own sound. This next tune comes from a staple of the Kansas City Green Lady Lounge and scene at large, and it's always swinging. Led by Hammond B3 cat Chris Hazleton, this is The Cut, The Basement Beat Part 1 off the 2018 45 RPM single with Nick Howell on the trumpet, Nick Rowland on tenor sax, Brett Jackson on baritone sax, Matt Hopper on guitar, Danny Rojas on drums, and Pat Conway on the congas as we groove on.
B3 organist Chris Hazleton. You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMeo.
Thank you.
That was jazz guitarist Perry Smith with the 2018 tune Graceful Spirit off the CD New Angel. So he combines the tradition of jazz with broad influences from contemporary music to create his signature style. Originally from the San Francisco Bay Area, he is now based in Brooklyn, where he leads his own groups and is a sideman for local and touring artists. From Cleveland native and cool cat Russ Carlisle with his happy orchestra in tow, this is the 1977 tune Sobbin' Blues off the LP Tea Dancing as the Show Goes On.
Hi, Kansas City. This is Canadian jazz bassist Alex Lefebvre, and you are digging Neon Jazz. Thank you.
That was Brazilian percussionist and educator Rogério Bocato with his quartetto with the 2018 tune Bicycle Ride off the CD No Old Rain. I like the name of that album.
Yeah, here on Neon Jazzo.
That's right. And to take us out in style is the New Orleans Rhythm Kingos, one of the most influential bands of the early to mid-1920s and even into the 30s. This is the 1934 tune, Ostrich Walk.
Boy, it's that's been a real zoo this hour.
Live. We got some names around here. We're going to go let the elephants out. So with that, thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that embodies the spirit of New Orleans with the soul of Kansas City, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Malone. Well, thank you.
Yes, sir. Reach out. Let us know what's going on. We love hearing from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, until next time. Yeah, enjoy the music, my friends.
Jazz.